If you're listening to this, you're still alive. And if you're still alive, give yourself a pat on the back. You've navigated the first stages of the global extermination effort by the globalists, you know, depopulation, it's underway. And yet, like I said, we are hard to kill. You and I, those of us who know what's going on, we're hard to kill. So you're still here and I'm still here. They didn't kill us with the vaccine. They haven't killed us with the chemtrails. They haven't killed us with the food supply shortages and sabotage. They haven't killed us with the economic implosion that's underway. Or more correctly, I should say, they haven't killed us yet. I mean, there's still more to go. But if you're alive and listening to this, you are already ahead of so many people out there who didn't make it. They're gone. And I know it's difficult to navigate this, difficult for myself and all of us. It's hard to make the right calls. It's hard to know what's going to happen exactly with the stock market or with the dollar or the timing of it or cryptocurrency or gold or whatever on the asset side, right? It's difficult to know because there are so many things we don't control. There are so many forces at work that we can't imagine what they're plotting or carrying out. We don't control the situation in Ukraine. You know, we don't even control our own republic anymore because elections are now stolen. So there's a lot that's outside of our control. But to the extent that you do have control over many things in your life, you've made a lot of the right choices to still be here, to still be alive, to still have, let's say, hopefully, most of your assets intact, and you're ready and you're informed. And that's what's going to save you the most, is having the information, the knowledge that the oblivious masses simply lack. And I say all this to provide context because I've heard from several people lately that they're feeling down, they're feeling a little bit depressed, they're feeling a little gloomy about where things are headed. You know, the loss of the United States of America looks imminent. Financial collapse is absolutely happening. Inflation is taking away the value of the dollar and so on. There's lots of things to be down about. But I'm trying to remind those people and you here today that, my God, you're still here. You got to understand, you're doing great because you're facing a global effort to exterminate the human race, to destroy human society. I mean, this isn't just some walk in the park, okay? So give yourself some credit. You've done an amazing job of still being here. And it's also a pretty good bet that you're going to make it through the rest of this because, well, you know, early success is an indication of future success, right? If you were a betting person betting on yourself, it would be a good bet. And also, obviously, since you're plugged into this podcast, you are remarkably well-informed compared to most people. And although we're not 100% accurate all the time, I don't have a perfect track record of knowing the timing of things, you are so far ahead of the curve that you're going to have an early indication, you know, through your own efforts and also whatever information that I can bring you from my sources, you're going to have an early warning of things. You'll be able to navigate and adapt. And in terms of being prepared for all of this, understand too, I talk about preparedness in the context of having confidence about facing the future. Not preparing out of fear, not like, oh my God, you're all going to die, buy more food. No, it's we want to live and we want to participate in the building of the next society that rises out of the ashes of the collapse of this one. And therefore, as a result, we need to not starve to death in the meantime. So extra food, extra medical supplies, and diversification of your assets. These are simply strategies of having high confidence and optimism. Preparedness is an optimistic activity. It's not a pessimistic activity. And anybody who approaches it from a sense of pessimism, I think, has it backwards. You know, if someone's out there, oh, we're all going to die, better get a knife, you know. Well, if you're all going to die, why do you need a knife? You need tools if you plan to survive, which makes you an optimist. I mean, again, this is an epic biblical chapter of history on our planet. This is not just World War II. This is not just, you know, the Great Depression. This is so far beyond that. This is a global initiative to exterminate the human race by unleashing an engineered biological weapon that causes infertility and death, and then following it up with an injected biological weapon, i.e. the vaccine, while at the same time destroying the currency, destroying the food infrastructure, destroying the energy infrastructure, and trying to start World War III. Like, that's never happened in human history. Nothing that bad. This is so far beyond. I mean, I even saw a statistic the other day that I'll share with you. Did you know that even during the Great Depression, an American could purchase a typical home in exchange for about 14% of their annual income, you know, in terms of making mortgage payments? 14%. That was during the Great Depression. Today, in 2023, you have to use about 22% of your annual income to purchase a home. In other words, right now, it's harder to own a home in America than it was during the Great Depression, a time when my grandparents lived in a tent, by the way. So yeah, they know what poverty is like, or I mean, they did, they've since passed, but they experienced poverty. A lot of Americans experience poverty. Well, today it's worse, already worse. We've had bank failures happening. Three banks have already failed this year. A fourth one looks very likely, First Republic. And more bank failures will happen this year, guaranteed. Just, you know, economic cause and effect, that's going to happen. And we've never had a time like this in human history when we were ruled by so much pure insanity, you know, with the pedophiles and the perverts and the lunatics pushing child mutilations in charge of the government, you know? We've never seen that. Even through the craziness of Hitler and Stalin and Mao and all of that, it never involved, you know, state-sponsored pedophilia and child mutilations. So you are living through what I think future historians will look back upon and see as the most violent time, the greatest crimes against humanity being committed on our planet, the biggest die-off inflicted upon the people, the biggest engineered economic collapse, the financial reset, currency reset, however you want to describe it, all these things together. When this is actually summarized by future historians, it will be seen in its totality as the most dangerous and difficult time in human history, even eclipsing, by the way, World War II, even eclipsing, as horrifying as it was, the Holocaust of World War II that killed 6 million Jews, not to minimize that in any way, but the vaccine Holocaust, the COVID Holocaust, the gain of function Holocaust has already killed multiples of 6 million people across our planet right now. So, you know, none of these are acceptable. They are all horrifying. And you know, the fact that we have to even compare the scale of genocide against human beings is itself horrifying. But this is the time that we're living through. And yet, as I pointed out here, you have so far successfully navigated it, and that's to your credit. And you probably know quite a few people who have not navigated this, people who have since died, and many more who are sick and, you know, will die in the coming weeks or months. And it's very sad. I mean, I know of people who have died, people that were friends or family members, and they just did not make it through this. They could not navigate. They could not make informed decisions, and they're gone. They're dead. And you have that too. So it's all we have to do is look around us and see that we are living on a battlefield with human casualties. We are living in a time which authentically is a global war against humanity. We are the targets for extermination, and yet they have so far not exterminated you and I, although they've tried, but they have failed. But I would add that I think the globalists are just getting warmed up, so I do want to urge you to be prepared for a lot more challenges ahead, obviously. Times are going to get tougher, and, you know, my kind of radical honesty on this freaks some people out. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear, like, everything's going to be okay, you know? It's all going to go back to normal. Or sometimes from the religious sector, it's, don't worry, Jesus will come back, you know, in 3 months, and he will save us, or God will rapture us, and we'll all be okay, and that's it. Well, okay, that's one way to approach it. That's fine. It's just that we don't know when that's going to happen, or how that's going to happen, or if the rapture is pre-trib. In any case, I mean, some people feel strongly that it is. I don't know. I don't know the timeline of God. I don't know the timeline of the Federal Reserve, even. I don't know the timeline of election rigging, or the timeline of energy sabotage, or the timeline of nuclear war. I don't know any of these timelines. So I'm not counting on them. I'm not counting on guessing correctly that, oh, we're all going to be saved by this certain date. What if we're wrong? We need to prepare. We need to be mentally and spiritually and even physically prepared to make it through an escalation of the extermination efforts that we've already lived through. And so I do want you to be ready for that. I think you are. I think if you've been listening to my podcast for any period of time, you understand the gravity of the situation. You are not afraid to ponder, you know, the risks and what the globalists are trying to do and how they're doing it and the level of insidious demonic control they are exerting over the human race and even why they're trying to carry out ethnic cleansing on a planetary scale. I think that you've already pondered these issues and you're prepared for this. You're not afraid to hear the truth, like a lot of people are. But imagine then how much more prepared that makes you for what's happening as it unfolds. You see, the oblivious denier is so psychologically traumatized by reality that, you know, when the grocery store shut down or the banks stop functioning with a giant bank holiday, they will not be able to process that reality. They will freeze themselves. It'll be a bank freeze and a mind freeze on the part of those who just can't handle it. No. They'll just, you know, cover their ears and scream, la, 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 like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber. Like, I'm not hearing you, you know? That's what a lot of people are going to do. And that's not a survival technique, by the way. That's like a death wish. As the bleep hits the fan and it gets crazier, you need more coherent thinking. You need your presence of mind to be sharper than ever before. And that means you need to have thought through these events ahead of time so that what happens doesn't freak you out. And that's a lot of what I try to do is help you understand and even kind of mentally drill what's coming. Not to freak you out, but to prepare you to not be freaked out, you see? And the people who want to be freaked out don't understand that. They think that, oh, you're just freaking me out. No, I'm drilling you so you don't freak out. It's like if I took you to a gun range and we went through a bunch of, you know, hostage rescue drills, let's say, which I've done plenty of in my training in the past. If you've done, you know, 250 hostage rescue drills and you actually get in a situation where some gunman has taken a bunch of hostages, well, guess what? You know, as every SWAT team member knows, you're not going to freak out. You're going to work the problem. You're going to work the problem. Oh, how many hostages? You know, how many gunmen? What guns do they have? How close are they holding the hostages? Who's at risk? What are my, you know, areas of fire here? What's the cost-benefit analysis of this situation? And so on and so forth. You work the problem without freaking out, and that's how you make it through. So whatever we face together here as it all hits the fan, my commitment to you is we're going to work the problem together. We're going to find solutions. We won't always be right. We won't always have the timing nailed down. We'll make a few mistakes along the way but we will correct. And in correcting, we will navigate to our destination, which is to keep us alive, to rebuild our country, to protect our liberties and freedom, to protect our children, to protect humanity, to protect life on this planet. That's our end goal. We will get there with corrections as needed. So thank you for listening, and I commit to you that that's what I'm going to be helping you do as much as I can, whatever that looks like. So stay tuned in. My podcasts are at brighteon.com. Of course, my channel is HR Report, and you can find my articles at naturalnews.com, although I'm writing fewer articles these days because I'm doing a lot more studio time and interviewing a lot more guests and so on. So, you know, check out Brighteon Broadcast News at brighteon.com. Check out my interviews. I'm doing, I don't know, 5 or 6 interviews a week typically, sometimes more, and these occasional special report podcasts like this. And thank you for your support. If you do choose to support us, by the way, visit healthrangerstore.com. Check out our certified organic, lab verified, tested, ultra clean products, foods, superfoods, supplements, personal care products, and a whole lot more. healthrangerstore.com. Take care.